Gospel Acclamation. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion, that he may live. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area, and all the people started coming to him. And he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such woman. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let one among you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again he bent down and wrote on the ground. In response, they ran away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Have no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." Gospel of the Lord. Many times we ask ourselves, we sin again after confessions. It's so true. It's not always easy. To always not committing sins. But on the other hand, we have to ask ourselves, do we pray to the Lord, asking His grace? Do we talk to Him? Not only a time of temptation. Jesus is expecting us to stay with Him. To stay with Him doesn't mean you have to pray 24 hours, but just remind ourselves, Jesus is with us. A time of temptation, in our heart, we can tell Jesus, we are weak. Please give me a helping hand. It's very important. Trust in His help. Many times we trust too much in ourselves. We thought, "I can avoid this. I can do much better." But we forgot, if we do not live in a prayerful life, it's easy to go back to the sinfulness of ourselves. Make a resolution now and then from the heart. Stay with Jesus. From the heart, tell Jesus, "I trust in you." From the heart, just talk freely with Him. He's listening. He's with us. If we spend time in this way, so it's easier for us to get rid of temptations. When we are close to Jesus, Satan is far away. But if we trust too much in ourselves and leave Jesus alone, then sudden will come. So this is our choice, to stay with Jesus or let yourself open for sudden to come in. Tell Jesus, we are weak. Jesus, please come to my help. Jesus, I trust in you.